let's do the leverage step. This is a very tough step for this group. You're professional players. That's what you do. For you, meditation is going to be very important. As many of you have learned to pray without necessarily having a connection. You've been doing it since you've been children. And it's like learning 2 times 2 is 4. 4 times 2 is 8. In my case, I can't hardly understand the prayer. So I've had to make it alive. And how, for me, do I do it? I spent at least 2 years finding every thought I can in the prayer book and in the Torah that proves how much God loves me. That's what I did to make it alive. So when now I'm reading the Amida, I'm not seeing a lot of things except words like loving kindness. No religion I know do you have God telling us so clearly who He is. And He tells us what AA tells us in the traditions. The traditions say we have a loving God. And what does He tell us in the, I don't know, the 13 attributes? And when you read those 13 attributes and meditate on them, you will get the true flavor of love and what love is. And for all of us who were talking before, later, about forgiveness, it talks about every type of forgiveness. Each one of us needs to find a way to make God alive in our lives. And it's so interesting for me to watch how so many people derive their spiritual quest from the Baal Shem Tov, and here is a man trying to tell us how to get this personal relationship to God, you know, through this, through songs, through talking to Him. You know, what gets me the most is that beautiful story of the prayer of Erev Yom Kippur. And the illiterate shepherd boy who couldn't speak Hebrew, is illiterate, and he juggles the balls, if you know the story. He was a juggler, and that's all he knew to talk to God that day. And the rabbi was able to say, we've been saved this year. He has opened the gates of heaven. We each have to find, in the 11th step, the balls, the method of talking to Him. My sponsor said that I need to talk to God like He is my best friend, as if He's sitting next to me in the car, and talk to Him all through the day like I would talk to a friend. And the way I do it is through prayers that my sponsor taught me. He says, God has a lot to do. He's very busy. He doesn't need very long prayers all the time. He loves little prayers. The smaller they are, the more He loves them. The one He especially loves is very small. Help me. Help me. You know, help me. I can't do it myself. God, help me. And another one, He just fell. So thank you. And that's my prayer throughout the day. I talk to God throughout the day. I tell Him about the green leaves, about the sky, about walking on the streets in Jerusalem. I'm having a constant talk with Him, thanking Him that I got up alive. Now, this is not unique, different things I'm telling you. Most of you all wake up in the morning and you're supposed to say, you're supposed to, I'm not to fill him, that's about it. But who said, you're supposed to say, what more day I need? That's how you start your day, in gratitude. And so you want to, for me, I need to keep this constant conversation in gratitude.